Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are always comparing and contrasting, kind of following what the children's message was about. We need something from the store. What's the best product? What's the best brand? What's the best value? Our minds are constantly evaluating different ideas, putting them side by side, seeking to determine the better of the two. Although we may not like to admit it, we are always comparing ourselves to others, comparing how we look, where we work, and what we have. Our text this morning invites us to compare and contrast. Our text is the Romans text, Romans 5, 1 through 8. Standing next to Jesus, how do you measure up? How do you compare? When you stand with Jesus, what does it reveal about you? What does it reveal about Jesus? Obviously, standing next to Jesus, there is no comparison. Jesus is the Son of God, the true God and true man. He is righteous, knowing no sin. As God, he has all power and might. You, by comparison, stand in sharp contrast to Jesus. Next to the righteous one, your unrighteousness is painfully obvious. Standing next to God incarnate, your ungodliness becomes all the more evident. Standing next to the Almighty God, your sinful weakness is crystal clear. Like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, after they fell into sin, you may try to hide. You may try to hide from the Lord. You may attempt to hide your sin. You may foolishly seek to cover your sin with a few fig leaves. But standing next to Jesus, who you are and who he is clearly shown, demonstrated, and proven. By nature, we are weak. You're unrighteous. We are ungodly. We are sinners. In our gospel, when we place the Samaritan woman next to Jesus and compare the two, the contrast and differences could not be greater. The difference in their ethnicity, Jew and Samaritan, pales into comparison. The difference between them, righteous and unrighteous, sinner, saint, all-knowing, one speaking to the woman, why doesn't she know? Why doesn't she understand this? She tries to hide her sin. Remember, she said, I have no husband. When in fact she has had five husbands and now a man who is not her husband. She then changes the subject to debate where the proper place of worship. Where is it? But the contrast remains painfully obvious. This woman is in the presence of one sent from God who knows her past and her present. Our text today draws that different comparison for you and to Jesus. The point of comparison is that Romans 5, 8, where you are compared to the cross of Christ. When you are placed next to the cross of Jesus, what does it show? What does it show? What does it reveal? What does it prove? Listen to this glorious comparison and contrast. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would even dare to die. But God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. On Good Friday, Jesus, your Savior, died on the cross for you. There you are standing with him, with all of your sin, your evil desires, your ungodly words, your unrighteous deeds. And Jesus says, I will endure the punishment you rightly deserve for your sin. I am your shepherd, and I am willing to lay down my life for you, even though you are a sheep that loves to wander. I will pay the debt, he says, for your sin, a debt that you could never, ever repay. I, the sinless Son of God, will suffer in sadness so that you, the sinful child of man, may live in gladness. As you stand with Jesus Christ, as he offers his life for yours, God's love is revealed to you. By the death of God's Son, God shows, demonstrates, and proves beyond a shadow of doubt his love for you. Because of Jesus, you are standing before God now changed. Okay? You are now changed. Since Jesus offered his life for you, in the eyes of God, you are no longer unrighteous, but clothed in the righteousness of Christ. No longer a sinner, but a saint. No longer an enemy of God. By Christ's death, you standing before God has changed. You are justified, declared not guilty through the blood of Jesus. With sin forgiven, we have peace with our Creator. By the faith that you have been given, you now stand in God's grace and will remain in God's grace through all eternity. For your hope is a sure and certain hope, firmly founded in God's love shown to you through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. The love of God is shown, proven, and demonstrated for you in the cross of Christ and is now abundantly poured out into your heart through the Holy Spirit. In this house of God, you come with your sin, and God poured out into your heart as God forgives you all of your sins. You come to this place with all your sufferings, trials, afflictions, burdens, and cares. And God's love is poured into your heart today to strengthen you, to comfort you, to produce in you endurance, character, and a hope that will never disappoint. If it were not for the grace of God, you would not be able to even stand. But through Jesus, our standing before God has changed. It has changed. The proof is the cross of Christ. When you are standing next to the cross of Christ, God's love is revealed to you. You, a sinner, are forgiven. You, the unworthy of love, are abundantly loved, unconditionally and eternally. You are given peace, endurance, and hope in trial and sorrow. Do not doubt it. Do not doubt it. Instead, as you stand next to Jesus, stand next to his cross. God, our Father will again and again show, prove, and demonstrate his love for you. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.